Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
My ears are open.
My ears are open.
My eyes are able to see.
My eyes are able to see.
And my heart is perceiving.
And my heart is perceiving.
This message is for me.
This message is for me.
Amen.
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 He told me to go to Revelation chapter 11. So I want to take you there because this is part of the seven trumpets. Seven is the number of completion. And it's going to be, we're just going to be here for a moment or two. But I think it's worth looking at. Verse 15. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven, which said, notice the word loud voices. I thought that was kind of cool. It's not a whisper. It's a big blast of, expounding. This is what they're saying. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. And he will reign forever and ever. 16 says, and the 24 elders who were seated on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken the great power and have begun to reign. The nations were angry. Isn't that cool? The nations were angry, and your wrath has come. The time has come for judging the dead and for rewarding your servants. So judging the dead that are dead, but rewarding who?
Servants.
So what do we need to worry about? We are the servants, are we not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going to get the reward. The servants, the prophets, and your saints, and those who revere your name, both small and great, and for destroying those who destroyed the earth. Recognizing this truth awakens you to what the kingdom is really all about. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, in earth, as it is in heaven. Churchianity has been crying out that prayer, and we've already discussed about the power of it. And when you break it down and you take a good look at what you are actually saying, you're talking about the kingdom of heaven coming into this realm. The other night I was listening to, actually last night, I was listening to one of the YouTube messages about one of the men that has researched an awful lot about what's happening with the gates and the different regions of the world that are now honoring the demons and the demon spirits and the demon worship that's going on all over Europe and in New York. And Jonathan Cahn spoke a little bit about it as well, that they're making a public display now of their worshiping. And one of the commentators showed a video clip of this tunnel that they've tunneled through some kind of a mountain. I don't know if it's just for cars or if it's for trains and cars or whatever. But they dedicated the tunnel and they showed a film clip, which I had never seen. But they hired all these dancers and musicians, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, all dignitaries of Europe were there because it's such a big deal. Okay? But the highlight of the video was the demon spirit that has a goat's body, and it has those big long horns, and I forgot the name of that spirit.
Doesn't it begin with P?
Yeah, it's horrible. Anyway. Yeah. He said, has anybody got a clue that Germany is really spending all this money to celebrate a hole into a mountain that's going to be for cars and whatever? Or, you know, it does, the purpose is important. It's to spend this kind of money. And then the dancing, and it's worshiping these demons openly. And I sat back and I said, oh my God, Lord, this is, and I mean, it's happening. We're seeing it. I watched another report on the big movie there that's done by Disney. The girls, Frozen 2.
Frozen, yeah.
Okay. And I mean, some of the comments about this thing is really not pretty. I don't know if anybody heard some of the comments. Nothing so far? Well, anyway, I'm not going to go into details, but bottom line, it's another insult at relationships because it's indicating two women together, and I don't need to go any further. So, when the kingdoms of God coming down from heaven, which is a man and a woman as a married couple, having a family, comes back into the reality of being celebrated. You tell me, these that are upside down, what are they going to be doing? People who believe that this demonic stuff that they're involved in is so good, they're going to be highly insulted. Okay? And it's almost like, remember the days of Elijah? What did he do? He confronted. Jezebel is living with this, you know, John the Baptist did the same thing. He's advertising the king is living with his sister-in-law. And I mean, you know, they're not afraid to expose. But you can see the war and the potential of the war that's going to be down the highway. And the men and women of God that have been chosen to serve him are getting closer and closer, and their relationship is causing an irritation to the darkness. So you're an irritation to the darkness, you're an irritation to the darkness, and you know it, because you can feel it sometimes when you're in a public place. You don't need to advertise who you belong to, all right? Because it is literally, you can feel it. So I wanted to go to take you to Luke chapter 10. Because again, I think sometimes we get a clue from what the Lord is trying to speak to us. So Luke chapter 10. And I want to start with verse 1 because I'm hoping to be able to go a little bit deeper with this that may be helpful to some of you who are even listening to this message. Verse 1 says, after this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them 2 by 2 ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Hear me? Lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or a bag or a sandal, and do not greet anyone on the road. And I remember Doug Fortune when he was telling us and teaching us on this a few years ago. When you enter a house, first say peace to this house. If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to you. Stay in that house, eating and drinking whatever they give. to you. For the workers themselves, deserves his wages. For the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcome, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, the kingdom of God is near you. Healing the sick is part of the works of the kingdom. Laying hands is part of the works of the kingdom. We saw that Sunday when there was a transfer. Mm-hmm. And the word was impartation, correct?
Transfusion,
which is the same thing.
Transfusion, mm-hmm. Correct.
Transfusion, impartation, same idea. The kingdom of God is near you. But when you enter a town and are not welcome, go into its streets and say, even the dust of your town that sticks to our feet, we wipe off against you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God is near you. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sodom at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the skies? No. You will go down to the depths. Now you got to keep in mind that Capernaum is where he was living. For 3.5 years he lived there. And what is he saying about them? They had to hate his guts so bad that the judgment would come on that city or town or whatever you call it. 16. He who listens to you is listening to me. He who rejects you rejects me. Is that what your Bible says?
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes right now. Say, he who listens to me.
He who listens to me.
Listens to the Lord.
Listens to the Lord.
He who rejects me.
He who rejects me.
They're rejecting the Lord.
They're rejecting the Lord.
Because he lives in me.
Because he lives in me.
You can take that one to the bank. It pays interest. But he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. That confirmation?
Mm-hmm.
Watch their excitement. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the powers of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise. You better underline from the wise. And learned, the educated can't handle the Lord. And reveal them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. So God is saying, those of you who have learned and studied, you know, if you're so proud of it, you've actually disqualified yourself.
Hmm.
22. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son. And those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Notice it's not your choice, it's his choice to reveal himself. Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." On one occasion, an expert of the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law," he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of the robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place..." See, the priests and the Levites were educated. They were happy in their education. They had the degrees and the paper on the wall that said, "This one has completed all these studies." Mm-hmm. But where were their hearts? Mm-hmm. "The Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan," that would be a poor man from the north, "as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Is that a simple lesson in the kingdom? Mm-hmm. Can it be any clearer?
No.
What you do in secret, what you do to help someone, even across the street, or a gentle hug to someone who's depressed, a gentle phone call to check in and see, "Are you guys okay? Could you use a prayer? Could I intercede for you?" When I called my niece this morning, we were both crying. And I reminded her. I said, "Before anything was known about the test that you guys went through, I saw your husband's face. Sometimes his face would show up first. Sometimes it was your face." I says, "I haven't had to intercede for you two for a long time to this degree." So I knew that something was going on. And I said, "You know what? The Lord kept it a secret. The Lord kept it a secret, but I knew." And I told Eric the same thing. I said to the son, "Eric, you're not the one that I saw. I saw your mom and I saw your dad. But I says, I also know where they were." So I said, Holy Spirit can advertise without telling you all kinds of details. Just intercede. Just pray in the Spirit. You don't need to know all the details. Just pray in the Spirit. That's the kingdom at work. That's the kingdom of, you know, picking up the person that's broken, putting him on your donkey, giving him a ride to the hotel, get him patched up, and if there's a bill, send it to me. That's the kingdom in action. You like that, John?
There's activity.
Yes.
It's activity.
And it's godly activity. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Lift your hands to him. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I give you praise.
I give you praise.
That I am a part of the kingdom.
That I am a part of the kingdom.
That I am going to continue.
That I am going to continue.
To obey.
To obey.
When I see an error.
When I see an error.
I see someone hurting.
I see someone hurting.
I will lift up their hand.
I will lift up their hand.
Give them a hug.
Give them a hug.
Give them a blessing.
Give them a blessing.
Heal the sick.
Heal the sick.
Cast out the demons.
Cast out the demons.
And set them free.
And set them free.
Because I'm part of the kingdom.
Because I'm part of the kingdom.
That makes me a king.
That makes me a king.
And a priest.
And a priest.
Because when I pray.
Because when I pray.
And intercede.
And intercede.
That's my priesthood.
That's my priesthood.
I give you praise, Father.
I give you praise, Father.
For all that you're doing in those that I hold in my heart.
For all that you're doing in those that I hold in my heart.
Including those that are listening to this message.
Including those that are listening to this message.
Let them be blessed today.
Let them be blessed today.
We release a blessing upon you.
We release a blessing upon you.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And in the name of the Son.
In the name of the Son.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
The Son of the Most High God.
The Son of the Most High God.
And to the Holy Spirit.
And to the Holy Spirit.
Who counsels.
Who counsels.
Comforts.
Comforts.
And sets free.
And sets free.
The brokenhearted.
The brokenhearted.
Let it be so today.
Let it be so today.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.